This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bites podcast. I am one of your hosts, Spider, and I'm joined today with Ashley. How's it going, Ashley?
It's going.
It's good. Going.
It's been a good time.
A good Tuesday?
Yeah.
That's good. Very, very, very good.
Yes. How was your, I don't know, I want to say week, but we do it so early now. So
I know. I guess between last week and this week, things have been pretty good. No complaints.
Good. We have spring break.
Spring bake? Is it spring bake? What are you baking?
I don't think I've ever messed up that bad when we've recorded before.
Wow. First time for everything.
Yeah, well, anyway, spring break's next week.
Any plans for your spring break?
Nope. I'll be here.
Well, I mean, a staycation is just as good as anything else.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'll go to my friend's house or she'll come over here or something at least once or twice through the week since I'll be home all week.
Yeah.
But nothing set in stone.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Yeah.
I don't get a spring break. So I don't have anything to look forward to.
Well, it's nice because you don't have to go to work, but it's not so nice because you don't get paid because you're not going to work.
Yeah. Up and down. Ups and downs. Ups and downs. It's all balance. You don't get like paid. Well, I guess that's not. Yeah. I mean, I would consider it a holiday. So you don't get like paid holidays or anything?
The teachers probably do, but I'm not a teacher.
Oh. Gotcha.
I'm just I'm part-time, and I don't know what my official job position is, but I basically just do the daycare, which is mostly after school anyway, so.
Okay.
Anytime that we don't have school, I don't get paid, which sucks.
That does suck. I feel your pain, my friend.
Yeah, but oh well.
To all of our new listeners, I like to do this if anybody just joins us on a random episode. So I want to kind of give you a little background on what the Spider Bites podcast is about. Ashley and I, we get together once a week and we bring topics to each other, stuff that we've been thinking about or questions that we want to pose to each other. And we kind of just talk about it, discuss it, have a conversation session, if you will. Conversation session. I don't know. The words just come out, man, and it's just, it is what it is. But
it works. It's not wrong.
Let me sit down and have a conversation session with you.
You gotta say that like five times
fast. I can't. It's too many S's. But I would like to start off our conversation session. it's the TI going into the S with the SSI. It's too much.
It gets worse.
Conversation session. There it is.
There you go.
But I was thinking about the internet over the past couple days. So, you know what TikTok is, right?
So I have seen that you have been posting.
been going a little bit crazy with TikTok lately. If you don't know what TikTok is, and I have no idea why you wouldn't know what TikTok is, TikTok kind of took the place of Vine, which was a short video sharing service, I guess you want to call it, like a social media type thing. Basically, Vine's whole shtick was that you had a 6-second window to make a video, and people just got incredibly creative, and they just, with editing and all different kind of filters and overlays and all kind of stuff, and people just started, I won't say necessarily making a career out of Vine, but I think some people did kind of make a career out of Vine, because they were, like, Vine famous.
Yeah, like, I think, yeah, people started, like, picking them up and being like, hey, you're creative, come work for us. And they're like, okay.
So right.
It worked out.
Yeah. But so once Vine got bought out by whoever, I think it was like Facebook or something, or somebody else. But whoever they got bought out by, Vine ended up going away. And so with the absence of Vine, of course, they needed another short time video sharing service to kind of pick up the slack. And TikTok, I think, started out as MusicLY or Musical.ly, however they said it. And I think they kind of like evolved into TikTok. And it's basically, God, how do you explain TikTok? I didn't even think about that before I started this. But at least what I can tell you is the things that you can do on TikTok, there's sort of like a library. I cannot talk today for some reason. I think I've been talking too much at work and my tongue is just tired. But there is a library of audio clips in TikTok. And one thing you can do is you can lip sync to the audio clip. And then you can do whatever it is that you want to do while you're recording, and you lip sync into the audio clip. So you can make something funny, you can make it dramatic. There's different kind of filters and lenses and overlays and transitions and just all this other kind of fancy editing stuff to make your video look impressive. So the only reason I even downloaded the TikTok app is because I saw Funhouse said that they were starting a TikTok channel. And yeah. I mean, they barely even post to it anymore, like talking about it. I think that Achievement Hunter has been posting in their TikTok more than Funhouse has been.
Oh, I didn't know Achievement Hunter had one.
Yeah, mostly what they've been doing is like putting up, you know, they have the Nest camera in their office to do like, so it's always filming. And most of the time they'll just put up like Nest footage. Like, I want to say either today or yesterday, they just put up some footage of Trevor, Alfredo, and Gavin just dancing in the office. But, so that was the only reason that I got a TikTok account. And I was, like, just on it one day and just scrolling through videos and everything. And I was like, this just looks fun, you know? And I was like, I can do this. It doesn't seem that hard. And so I started with a couple videos and just kind of like trying my hand at it. And I mean, it really wasn't that hard to pick up on. And I just kind of started like finding more and more stuff that I found funny. And another feature of TikTok is that you can duet with someone. So if the audio clip is like a conversation between two people and one person is having one side of that conversation, you can duet with them and perform the other side of that conversation and kind of come together in like a lip sync collaboration type thing. And so I started doing that, and then just started thinking of funnier things to do when I do the duets and everything. But what it got me thinking about is the internet has come a long way. Like, if you think about what the internet was like when you first started using the internet to what it is now, it's that grown is like, ooh, it's like, ugh, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Like, how
even longer for you?
Exactly. How old were you when you like your earliest memories of the internet? Like, how old do you think you were?
Sometime before the age of 8, because I know I used it when we still lived at my grandma's house and we moved out of there when I was 8. So sometime before that, I know my mom used to get on it or used to get on the computer a lot, and you know, she'd do the whole, what was it? I don't know, one of those messengers to like talk to her friends and stuff. And mm-hmm. I'd try and be like, hey, I want to talk to him too. And she's like, I guess. She'd like sit there and I was typing to her friends, like, you know, stuff like that. And yeah. Sometimes I'd go on my own, but sometime before the age of 8, I can't think exactly.
So that was, because I'm trying to think.
Well, here. I'm 23.
Yeah.
And
so
I can't math.
So that was 15 years ago. So that was like around 2004.
Before that, yeah.
Okay, so before 2004.
Yeah. I guess I could have easily figured that out because my sister was born in 2004 when I was 8. So I could have gotten there faster.
But yeah. So I think my earliest memories of using the internet, I was probably maybe like 12 or 13. So this was like around 98, 99.
And not too far around.
Yeah, not too far apart. But what I used to use it for was basically, you know, like just going online. This was before, I want to say it was before Google, but it might have been before Google got big, but definitely before Wikipedia. But I would only use the internet for research purposes. If I had a project to do or a research paper or anything like that. And that's the only like real internet uses that I remember. And then I remember when I got into high school, probably like maybe around the 10th grade is when I started getting exposed to like social media. One of the first social media websites I joined was called highschoolclub.com, which I'm pretty sure it doesn't exist anymore. But I mean, it was really like the first time I had like internet friends and people that I solely talked to online, people that were like across the country from me. And, no, I just had this thought, and I feel like this is kind of a one-sided conversation here because I'm just telling you all the stuff that was going on in my brain. But I just had a thought, is like the internet was created, as far as I know, to be in a way to share information over great distances in a short period of time. Like, yeah, you had, you know, you had phones and you can call, you know, long distance, so you could pretty talk to someone pretty much anywhere in the world. But of course, that was expensive. But with the internet, you could talk to someone halfway across the world and they can get your message in an instant, you know, with email or whatever websites were created, you can pull down that information. And I was just thinking that the internet was created to share information. And even to this day, I feel like that's still the main purpose of the internet, is to share information. But the type of information that's being shared is immensely different. Like before, information was shared for us to stay informed or for a research standpoint. But now information is being shared for an entertainment standpoint. And I mean, I guess all this is just to say, like, have you ever thought about, I don't know, just kind of like what the internet is and just how, I mean, the whole thing, how this wraps it back into TikTok is that the trends and the TikTok challenges and stuff like that and the memes that go around, and just, have you ever like just kind of sat and tried to wrap your brain around like how these things get started or how they blow up to be as big as they are?
In a way, yeah. Like, it's especially when like a meme or something like that catches on, like I don't know, like, how does that happen?
Right.
How does someone just start doing something and then everyone's like, yeah, that, and continues it?
And it really feels like that's the reaction that people have. They see something like, yeah, that, and then it just rolls on from there.
Exactly. And then once enough people do it, it's just like everyone knows what it is, to a point where you can have memes made up of memes. And it's like, oh, you show this to, like, anyone over the age of whatever, they have no idea what's going on.
Exactly.
Like, it's, yeah, it's crazy seeing stuff like that. And, yeah, thinking back to, like, you know, like, the basic messengers, and usually it was just, like, people you knew, like, that you actually knew that you would talk to for the most part. Maki's using the scratching post. But, like, I'm trying to think. It's crazy. But, you know, even, like, with the whole phone thing, of, you know, you couldn't use the phone if someone is on the internet.
Right.
And now you can have so many different devices and phones going at the same time in one place.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just crazy how fast it's gone, too.
Right.
I mean, 15 years or whatever is a long time, but it still really isn't when it comes to something like that.
Yeah. Especially because you think of it compared to, like, other forms of technology. Because it's like, look at how long it took for, you know, the automobile to get from its early conception to where it is today. And you're talking about, probably like maybe 100 years, because I think like the first, maybe more than 100 years, because I think the first car was like made in like maybe the late 1800s.
Yeah, that's like what that. I was thinking.
But I got a sneeze and it doesn't want to come out. Oh, I hate that. But yeah, it's just like technology is progressing so fast. Because I got my first cell phone when I was graduating high school. So that was in 2003. And it was like the old school Nokia brick that everybody had. Yeah. And this is 15, almost 20 years later. And cell phones are like they're about to, well, not that they're about to come out with them, but they're developing like foldable cell phones, you know. And it's like, how do we get here? It's like, not only how do we get here, but how do we get here so fast?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't, it seems, yeah, it's very much like specific technology, like the phones and the internet and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's just easier to, you know, go farther with those, or if people are just focusing on those more rather than,
yeah,
you know, fine with kind of like cars where they are, but then they're like, but the internet and cell phones could be so much better. I have no idea.
I think it's like, I feel like people are putting their focus into streamlining daily life.
Mm-hmm.
Finding ways to make everything easier for us. So your cell phones, they're making it easier for you to be able to do everything from a device that can fit in your pocket. You know, they want to make faster processing chips. They want to make, you know, faster wireless networks. So that way, you know, anytime you pick up your phone, you can just find whatever it is that you're looking for, and it can be returned to you in an instant. You know, and that's where you get Amazon Prime Now, where you can just order anything that you want to order and it's delivered to your house in a couple hours. You have, you know, Walmart grocery pickup and, you know, grocery delivery and stuff like that. So I feel like anything that researchers can do to streamline our daily lives and streamline the living process is something that they'll put their focus towards. And I mean, even to the point to where it's not necessarily that they're advancing or evolving how cars are made, but they're evolving the technology that's put into the cars. Because, I mean, you still have the same basic, you know, car model. You know, you have your four wheels, you have your seats, your steering wheel, and your engine, all relatively made the same, save for, you know, if you have an electric engine versus a diesel engine or a gasoline engine or anything like that. But, you know, now you have lane assist and parking assist and, you know, virtually almost a self-driving vehicle, to the point to where, and, you know, they're actually working on self-driving vehicles, so you can get more done while you're doing more, you know. And I think that's the way people want to live their life now, is they want to fill as much time as they can with doing things so they don't feel like they're wasting any time or wasting a life or anything. I feel like that's what younger generations growing up, they want to have. They want to, oh, I want to multitask everything. I want to play games on my console while I'm watching a video on my Switch, you know, and I'm also listening to, you know, a podcast on my phone, you know, and making music, like making beats on my PC. You know, it's like just all of this stuff being able to go on at once, because I don't want to waste a second, because there's so much to absorb. Mm-hmm. And that was another thing I was thinking about, because I recently got a PS4 and I bought some games for it. And other than Spider-Man, well, really, Spider-Man was the only reason that I bought the PS4. But
I was going to say, you
That's besides the point. The other games that I bought is like, I played them like basically like for, because it's a lot of RPG games. Like, I have Kingdom Hearts, I have Red Dead Redemption 2, well, except for Call of Duty Black Ops 4. But, like, I played them a little bit, and then I just kind of stopped playing them, is because so many other things, as far as media is concerned, has kind of, like, consumed my life. Like, I, especially after the... Because when did I get it? It was like around November of last year, I think it came out. But so like after the winter months, and that's when all your television shows start coming back on with new episodes after they come back from their winter break. So like all of the superhero shows that I watch, Flash and Arrow and Black Lightning and Gotham and Supergirl and Legends of Tomorrow and all of that stuff, all of those shows start coming back on. And so I'm like, oh, well, I gotta watch this show. This has a new episode. World of Dance is coming back on. Gotta watch that. But I didn't finish the last season, so I gotta catch up on that. Oh, I have to watch this too. Oh, Michael and Jeff have been talking about The Good Place. I wanna go watch The Good Place. I watched three seasons of The Good Place in like 4 days. You know? So it's like there's so much media coming at you from every direction. And it's hard to not, like, get engrossed into all of that, and me, you know, watching all of the TV shows, still keeping up with the movies that's coming out, and still keeping up with all of the Rooster Teeth content that comes out, and all the other things that I watch on YouTube, or all the other videos that I watch online. Mm-hmm. And it's like, when do you have time to, like, do anything else? And then, I mean, I still try to find time to have, like, a life, and spend time with my family and my friends, and it's like, and work. You know, I can't forget about going to work.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's so much. And it's like, how do we live like this? So like, if you could go back in time, and you can take your younger self back to present day for a day, and show them how we're living, I think their minds would be blown.
Yeah, there's just so much going on and like that you have to keep up with. Like it's hard for me even to focus on more than one social media. Like lately I've been on Twitter like the past week or so. I've been pretty much solely on Twitter and then Tumblr every now and then, and usually it's the opposite.
Right.
So it's like I can't even focus on more than one social media, let alone when you have so much thrown at you.
Right.
Yeah, it's just insane. With shows, I'm picky about things. So I don't have as many like shows or things like that to worry about. But I mean, there's still always people recommending things and then trying to find something good to watch and all the options there are and having to sift through them. And yeah, it's a lot.
So you say you're picky about the shows. What is something that you're watching right now? Like maybe it's on Netflix or, you know, something on TV or Hulu or whatever you use.
Right now, that's my problem. I don't have any shows right now.
Oh.
Recently, I got done with watching Person of Interest.
Okay.
I think like a month and a half ago, I finished that. And it took me, I don't know, it only took me like a week to watch the whole thing. Because I think there are like 5 or 6 seasons. And I didn't realize the last season only had 13 instead of normal like 20-something episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So I finished it a lot sooner than I thought. And I was like, well, now I have nothing to watch. But that's the most recent show I've watched.
Okay. Yeah, I've been... what was the last thing that I watched? Because I think... I feel like I'm an episode behind on mostly everything. I'm like an episode behind on Black Lightning. I'm an episode behind on Gotham. Like maybe 3 episodes behind on World of Dance. Like maybe 2 episodes behind on Arrow. Or like 6 episodes behind on The Flash. And I haven't even watched Supergirl this season. It's like... at some point, I got to catch up. And mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like, you know, the weekends would be great for me to just sit down and just like binge watch everything. But then it's like, no, mm-hmm. I want to get out and like actually live life and go do something. So,
yeah. Not really a big show watcher. Like, that's why part of the reason I'm so picky. It's hard for me to focus on something for too long unless I'm really interested in it. So most of the time, like a 45-minute episode, I can't get all the way through in one go because I just get so bored. Unless, like, sometimes I used to watch Criminal Minds while I was coloring, and that helped me to keep focused because I was also coloring. But that's why a lot of times I just watch YouTube videos. And even then, if they're longer, it's harder for me to focus sometimes. But a lot, like especially the Game Grumps ones, theirs are rarely 20 minutes and above. They're usually more between 10 and 15 minutes. So their stuff's easy to watch for me.
Yeah.
Maki's playing with something he's not supposed to.
Sounds like that's what cats do.
Before the podcast started, I went to grab my notebook and I knocked over my little dish that has like my earrings and stuff in it. So I didn't pick them all up because I didn't know where they all went. And I think he's playing with one of them right now. Ugh, Maki.
Gotta love him.
Well, that was a lot about psychology.
Yeah.
Made me feel old.
Well, how do you think I feel?
I know.
I'm trying to hold on to my youth by joining TikTok and relating to the young people.
Relating to the young people. Do you know how, like, confused I was when I saw your first one? Like, I never would have thought you would have been someone that would post on TikTok, and then suddenly you just got, like, I don't know how many videos.
I think I'm up to like 20. What? Let me check. I am up to 29 videos right now.
That's crazy.
And this is just like over. This has like been 3 days.
Don't waste it all.
I know. I need to like even it out. I need to pace myself.
Yeah. Otherwise, you'll go too hard, and then you'll be wasted in like a week, and you'll be like, "Nope, I don't want to post anymore."
Like, nah, I'm done with it. It was fun while I lasted.
Exactly. Then you're gonna have like 100 videos.
Right.
You've made like 30 in 3 days.
Now I feel ashamed of myself.
fact that you've had that many ideas to work with is amazing.
Well, I mean, like with the whole duet thing, is like you kind of don't really have to have too many ideas because
Listen, I was praising you, and now you're putting yourself down.
I'm sorry. I accept the compliment.
Whatever.
So what do you got for me this week?
It's not so much a question as just I want to know your thoughts on ASMR, if you know what that is.
My thoughts on ASMR.
Well, first of all, have you watched any ASMR videos?
None like that are serious. And when I say that, Rooster Teeth has done like a couple ASMR videos, or they've done ASMR type things. They recently had an RT Life, I want to say like maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago, because they have a binaural microphone. And it's funny because you watch John Risinger like go around like to all the Rooster Teeth employees with the binaural microphone and have them doing, you know, quote unquote ASMR type things. And the microphone is really, it's like a block with two ears on the side. And it basically like signifies, you know, what's the left ear, what's the right ear. And you can really, while you're watching them, you know, do whatever they're doing, like eating chips or like crinkling flowers or rubbing fabric or anything like that, you can watch them as they're, you know, favoring one ear over the other. And if you're listening with headphones, you can like literally hear them on the different sides of your head. So as far as any like serious like ASMR YouTube videos or anything like that, I haven't watched any of those, just basically what the Rooster Teeth people have done. But I mean, for me personally, it's not something that I find like soothing or relaxing or anything like that. And I mean, it could be because I haven't watched any like serious ASMR videos. Like watching people who are just making a joke out of ASMR has probably geared my opinion to it as a joke. So maybe if I like broaden my horizons and watch something that's more like actually purposeful of trying to, you know, relax you, or because I mean, what's the mood, I guess, that they're trying to achieve with
ASMR? It depends on the person and the video. Because there are two people that I watch consistently because I enjoy listening to ASMR. And then sometimes there's like role play videos where they role play as either being your friend or like you're going to the doctor's office or something like that. Or sometimes they're just videos where it's just them and they're just making, you know, noise with things. But it's always gonna be more of them trying to make it a relaxing mood, you know, because they want you, that's the whole point of ASMR really, is to kind of relax and either fall asleep or just kind of chill. So they usually talk in more quiet or whispered voices, and then, you know, there's usually like gentle tapping or things like that. So I just like listening to it. There are certain sounds that they call them triggers, that, you know, some people have and some don't. So sometimes they'll make specific videos with like all wood sounds because some people really like wood, or a variety where they'll do a bunch of different kinds of sounds. But I don't know, I like listening to them. To me, they do like, I don't know, help me to relax. And some of them are, you know, things that like make you like kind of remind you of things like when you were a kid or something. Like sometimes if there's hair brushing, because I used to love to play with my mom's hair when I was younger, like when I was falling asleep. So that makes me sleepy, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really enjoy it. But Maki, there's, I know there are some that, you know, people make fun of ASMR a lot. And I know there are some, I don't know if they are serious, but I know some people do some with like video game characters or like weird scenarios. But the two people that I watch for the most part, don't do anything like, I guess, weird. I don't know. I guess it depends on what you'd consider to be a weird video.
I'm just thinking back to the Minecraft video. I think it was...
I know what you're talking about.
I want to say they were building Jeremy's house in Minecraft, and Ryan and Kevin were like acting like they were chefs in the kitchen, and they were talking about like chopping vegetables and stuff. That's the kind of weird ASMR that I think of.
Well, okay, the two that I watch consistently that I really like, there's Ting Ting. I think, I don't know if that's like the name of her channel. I think so. I think Ting Ting ASMR. I watch her. She's Chinese. She lives in America now, but so she has like an accent when she says, you know, certain words, and it's really cute. And then there's Gentle Whispering ASMR is her YouTube channel. She's actually Russian, but she's like, you really wouldn't know that she's from Russia. She talks really well. But they're both the ones that I watch consistently and I really like. Let me see what kind of videos they've done recently. If they're right at the top, which they should be. Gentle Whispering. She has ones where she's done, some of them she's just been tapping. One, she like did her makeup and was like whispering as she did it. Mm-hmm. Some are more role play, like this one is her like trying to sell you men's cologne.
Okay.
And then Ting Ting. Yes, hers is Ting Ting ASMR. She has one where she's measuring you at a clothes store. This one's just whispering. So, I mean, I don't watch all of their videos. There are some that I am just not interested in.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I like a lot of their videos. So if you want to actually watch, like, a good one, those are the two I would suggest.
Okay.
It also helps that they are pretty girls.
That's never a bad thing.
That's what I've noticed a lot too, is it seems to be mostly girls. I think I've only seen like one guy that I can remember.
I feel like for a guy, you would like have to have a certain type of voice that would appeal to a wide range of people.
Yeah, I don't like. And then most of the time, you know, the girls have the longer nails so they can tap on things. So I don't.
Yeah.
I think I've only watched the one guy the one time and I didn't enjoy it. So I moved on. Yeah, I don't know. I'm more interested in girls anyway. So works for me.
Win-win for everybody.
I don't remember why I first looked it up, because it was like, I don't know, a year or so ago, maybe more. I think it was just from hearing about it so much, and then mm-hmm. I decided to watch some, and then I ended up finding them and really liking them.
Oh, okay.
And there are some that aren't that good. I don't know if it's just they're newer or if they don't like go back and listen, because sometimes it's like, especially if it's like a quieter video or something and some of the taps are kind of quiet and then suddenly there's like a really loud one or something, And it's like, that hurt my ears. I don't want to listen to that. So.
Yeah.
But I don't know why people make fun of it so much. I don't know if they've never listened to it and they just think the idea is weird. Or some people just aren't into it, and that's fine.
Yeah, I think that's probably what it is that people don't really understand exactly what ASMR is. So, you know, mm-hmm. people fear or they ridicule things that they don't understand. So if somebody who is not really into exactly what ASMR is, then they'll kind of like make a joke of it. And, you know, like we said about the internet mm-hmm. before, you know, if somebody sees something like, oh, that. And they just jump on top of it and, you know, it just run with it. And so now all of a sudden ASMR becomes a joke. But you mm-hmm. still have a subset of people who really enjoy it. And so they just, you have that core group of people. Because, I mean, I saw the mm-hmm. Gentle Whispering has like over 1 million subs on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So that there's a market for it. And if you're good at it and, you know, you have enough ideas and you're creative enough in what you do, you're going to have, you're going to garner that following.
Yeah. Well, what was it? She posted before, like it was just a, I don't know, like an update thing. It wasn't an actual video, but I think I didn't watch it, so I don't know. Ellen DeGeneres did like a thing, and I don't know if it was like straight up one of her videos or mm-hmm. mentioned her name or whatever, but I remember because she was like, oh, this is really cool, talking about ASMR on like, you know, a big stage or something. But then pretty much everyone in the comments is like, yeah, but she's making fun of you, so that's not good,
right?
But she was just really excited to be I don't know if it was just her name or what it was, but to be essentially talked about on Ellen. But then all, you know, everyone was like, I mean, it would be cool if she wasn't making fun of you.
Yeah.
So even on like a big stage like that, it kind of made me feel bad, just because especially she was so excited, and then to have it just her being made fun of.
Yeah, you want to get that exposure, but you don't want to like be the butt of somebody's joke for the sake mm-hmm. of exposure.
Yeah, so I felt bad for her with that. But I don't know. If people don't like it, then that's perfectly fine. I know there's plenty of people that have tried it and don't like it. That's fine.
Yeah.
But, oh well, I guess. But I guess if it's you think it might be something you'd like, go for it. And if you don't like it, that's fine. But I want to know what you think about it after you actually watch some like real videos.
Yeah, I have to give those a try. Just I actually like take some time to like sit and listen to them and give it a mm-hmm. a genuine try.
Yeah, a lot of times what I do is I'll, you know, have my headphones in and be listening to them, and sometimes I watch the video. And sometimes I'm still just scrolling through social media while I'm listening to it. So it's just, you know, you don't have to just sit there and just watch and listen to it, because that can be kind of boring sometimes.
Yeah.
Whatever works for you.
Oh. Well, I feel like we really talked about a lot this week.
Yeah, they're both things that really required thinking.
Right.
Usually mine are very straightforward, just a question. But this time I was like, you know, I really want to know what about what yeah, you think about
this. I really want to get your thoughts on this thing.
Because I don't know, I was just watching a video the other day and I'm like, I wonder, I've never really talked to anyone else about it. I've like suggested it to my friends, but they haven't watched any of them still.
Yeah.
So I'm like, hey, watch this so I can, you know, if you like it, I can recommend you more videos or we could talk about it. And they're like, yeah, eventually.
Like, yeah, I'll get around to it one day, sometime.
Yeah, I think I sent my one friend videos like at least 6 months, if not longer ago, and she still hasn't watched any of them.
You'll get around to it.
Maybe.
Well, unfortunately, we don't have any questions this week, but, you know, we have listeners out there, and we love you guys, and we appreciate you for taking the time out and listen to us and letting us know, you know, when you do, letting us know what it is that you like and what it is that you don't like, and we just want you to know that we love you, and we appreciate you, and, you know, we want you to send us your questions. We want you to send us your comments. We want you to interact with us. I had to stretch for a second. We want you to interact with us as much as you can, you know, and let us know how you feel about the show and how you feel about, you know, what we're talking about. We, you know, want to get some of your views. Like today we talked about the internet and we talked about ASMR. So if you have any views about that, you know, you have, like, have you ever listened to any ASMR channels on YouTube or, you know, anywhere else that you can find ASMR? And if you have any thoughts about, you know, the evolution of the internet and how it got to the point of where it is today, you can easily share those thoughts with us. You can find us on Tumblr and Facebook and Twitter. You can find us, just search Spider Bites Podcast on all of those social media services. You can find us and just make sure it's a Bites, B-Y-T-E-S. And you can send us any kind of questions, any kind of comments. You can share stories with us. All of the descriptions, all of the links to our social media will be in the description of the show. You can find us there. If you want to subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, you know, all of those links will be in the description of the show as well. Our personal social media links will be in the description as well. And just reach out to us. Let us know how you feel. We'll be more than happy to hear from you guys. But thank you for joining us this week and listening to us dive into our deep thoughts and go in depth on how we feel about these things. And we hope to have you guys join us again next week.
Yeah.
We'll see you then. Bye, everybody.
See ya.